State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
See how I come from the school of Tupac. I'm a rival. You don't want to what?
Pass with me.
I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real, straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
What's happening, everybody? This is Tesla Figaro, the host of Straight Shot No Chaser on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Wanted to give you a quick update on the TikTok ban, folks. It is real. I have talked about it before. I think a lot of people just looked at this as, oh, you know, Congress is just talking because obviously Congress can't get anything done. But they have managed to get this done. This will be going to President Biden's desk for approval. Now, let me just give you a little bit of background on it. So the Senate passed legislation that will force TikTok's China-based parent company to sell the social media platform under the threat of a ban, a contentious move made by U.S. lawmakers that is expected to face legal challenges. In other words, TikTok is not going to go away quiet, but this will be disrupting the lives of content creators who rely on the short-form video app for income. As we have to remember that everybody on TikTok is not there just to do dances and cute videos with your boyfriend. There are people that actually make money on TikTok. Now, this legislation was included as a part of the larger $95 package that provides foreign aid to Ukraine and Israel, and that was passed 79-18. So what they did was they bundled it all together. And just as FYI, a lot of folks in Congress don't like this. A lot of us regular folks don't like when they bundle things together. There has been many pushed by certain people in Congress that have asked that you break these packages down and not include it all. In other words, to go to the store and it's an all or nothing, a buy one, get one free type of deal that usually just doesn't work in long term. Because what it does is it forces people to have to agree to things that they may not. I'll give you an example with Bernie Sanders. One of the things on the 94 crime bill, one of the reasons he said he signed that crime bill was because of the Violence Against Women's Act was attached to that bill. So there are people that don't like, and he said he would have been against the mass incarceration piece, but he was fighting for women. So there are these bills that they just kind of bundle together, which I don't agree with at all. I think things should be one-offs. Oh, and so this is how they kind of put this all together, saying, okay, well, if you want more money to go to Ukraine and Israel, obviously most people in Congress are going to agree with that because you've just agreed to fund these foreign countries. And so they put this in with that. So, but there is a point that I want to point out to you that they did say that this revised legislation does give an extended deadline for ByteDance, that is who actually owns TikTok, 9 months to sell TikTok. So bottom line, they told them previously, hey, you need to sell TikTok, and they still didn't do it. So now they're saying, hey, we're really going to sign this bill. We're really going to move forward on this, but you still have 9 months to get this done and a possible 3 month extension if the sale is in process. So so that things are clear, this is not immediately tomorrow TikTok's going to be gone. There's going to be some legal fights that are going to happen. They still may sell it. I doubt they will, but they still may sell it. I'll keep you updated on that. So there will be some extended time. Now, this bill would bar the company from controlling what they call TikTok's secret sauce. Now, that is the algorithm that feeds users videos based upon their interests and has made the platform a trend setting phenomenon. Now, that is important, guys. You may have heard people say, don't be the algorithm, don't follow the algorithm, be the algorithm. Well, the bottom line is these apps that we're on, you notice how when you click something, something else pops up similar, something else pops up similar. Even sometimes you may say something and then be like, oh, the phone is listening because it popped up. You know, so a lot of times, when you're typing in your searches, when you're doing different things, even off that app, you may have noticed something that pops up every now and then that says, giving permission to follow this app. All of these things talk together, guys, and that's called the algorithm. And so what has been a positive for those who are selling products or those who are doing it with no ill will, algorithms pop up things that you're looking for. However, the downside of that has been, and actually Facebook has been accused of not managing their algorithm properly. You may remember that story. I covered it on the Breakfast Club front page news last year when Facebook had to go in and face criticism directly from Congress and the parents who said that the algorithms have been harmful to their children, even causing suicide because there's not any restriction or anything that they're doing to stop the algorithm that is causing depression, that is causing increasing mental illness. So algorithm is very, very important, guys. And so this is what this fight is all about. The algorithm. Now, of course, they're also saying that it is a possible security threat because China is in charge of everything, including the data of the people that are on TikTok. So that is a concern that they have. Well, but then some people say this is just about the money. You know, America's like, hey, if we're not getting a piece of the bread, we're not interested in you having it. So it's up to you guys to decide. Do you think it's more about foreign policy? Do you think it's more about the money? Or could two things be true at the same time? Now, I do want to tell you how this affects small business. So TikTok delivers, like I said, more than entertainment. It fuels significant economic growth for more than 7 million businesses in the U.S. That economy brings $24 billion in the GDP, the gross domestic product. So there are more than 224,000 American jobs delivered by this competitive edge to small businesses. So this, guys, again, this is not just about doing cute dances and keeping, you know, teenagers busy or grown folks, because some of y'all stay doing these dances on TikTok. But this is really about an economic opportunity that people have to make money. Now, of course, people make money on Facebook. People make money on Instagram. But there are a lot of folks that say that TikTok has one of the best ways to make money and also to sell your products as well. So there's going to be a lot of folks who are very upset about this. Now, I want to give you some additional information on what happened when India did it. In 2020, India had about 200 million TikTok users, the most outside of China. The company also employed hundreds of Indians as well that were a part of TikTok. And so they also went forward with the ban. Now, TikTok users and content creators, they needed a place to go. Obviously, if you cut something off, I need somewhere else to go. The ban provided a multi-billion dollar opportunity to snatch up in the big market. So anytime there's an opportunity, somebody's going to pull up and say, hey, we're going to compete and we want to be like TikTok. So within months, Google rolled out the YouTube Shorts. You guys may have noticed those shorts. And I wonder now, doing this research, now we know where those shorts came from, because I when they did do the shorts, and always kind of wondered, oh, YouTube was just doing something different to be competitive. But actually, they rolled out those shorts to be competitive with TikTok, and Instagram pushed out its Reels feature. So this is what happened in 2020. And so both mimic the short form video creation that TikTok had excelled at. As a side note, remember when YouTube, Instagram would only, you could only upload, you know, 2 minutes at a time, and then it was 60 seconds at a time. And so now we know that these reels, I guess in the longer form, I prefer to post instead of the reels, but the reels in the longer form really came as a response to the TikTok ban. So they ended up capturing most of the market that TikTok had vacated. And so TikTok content was hyper local, which made it quite unique in India. So let me say it again. In India, TikTok content was hyperlocal, so it made it quite unique. So it opened up a window into the lives of small town India, with videos coming from tier 2, tier 3 cities that show people doing tricks while laying bricks, for example. But for the most part, content creators and users in the 4 years since have the ban have moved to other platforms. Now, there's not really any information saying, you know, did they go all go to Instagram, and they all go to YouTube, but they basically just spread out in the market. And that's what's going to happen in America if this moves forward. But again, there is a lot that needs to happen before this is just banned. But I did want to give you that quick update on the TikTok ban as we continue to move forward and look at this and see how it affects people. There's going to be people who are really, really upset. They did some protests with that as well. They feel like their content is being suppressed. And so there's just a lot going on when you look at what is happening with the war, when you look at what is happening, you know, overseas and all of the protests. We're just in a time where people are protesting about things that they don't like. People are making moves, deciding to, you know, use other forms and speaking up. So I always encourage people to speak up, talk to your congressperson, send a letter, send an email, hashtag them, copy them. If we can spend all of our time going back and forth about who got the best rap beef, and as it stands, just to be clear, that's Chris Brown, just putting that on the record. If we can go back and forth about that and make sure that we're getting involved in those conversations, please do make sure that you're getting involved in this conversation as well. And again, this does affect small businesses, not just if you have a small business, but also the small businesses that you support. Do some additional research on finding out what is the federal data privacy law. How does that work? The big fight over. Ask yourself, is it over privacy or is it over the bread? I think it's a little bit of both. And I definitely think it has something to do with the bread, because as we know, America is all about the bench.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Now, switching gears here, in other news, Megan Thee Stallion, now you guys may have heard about this. The photographer alleges he was forced to watch Megan Thee Stallion have sex and was unfairly fired. Now, there's a lot of jokes about this on social media with guys saying, oh, man, is she hiring for another photographer? I would love to work for that. I would love to see that. Of course, men, a lot of men, some men, not all men have fantasies with women having sex. But this is a serious matter, guys. So I want to give you a little bit of background on that. The photographer who worked for Megan Thee Stallion said in a lawsuit filed Tuesday that she was forced to watch her have sex and was unfairly fired soon after and was abused as her employee. Now, the suit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court by Emilio Garcia, he said that a night out in 2022, he was forced to watch her have sex with another woman right in front of him. He was unable to get out of the moving car and would have been in the middle of nowhere, foreign country. Even if he was able to, he said he was embarrassed, mortified, and offended throughout the entire ordeal. The next day, he's claiming that he was fat shamed and talked about. Now, her legal team has said this is an employment claim for money with no sexual harassment claim filed, and that it is salacious. Guys, people always want money with claims. The thing about claims, you know, folks always say, oh, it's just for money. Yeah, that's exactly it. You want to get compensated for any injury that has been found that has happened to you. And there is emotional injury. There's physical injury. So, yes, it's always for money, guys. So we don't have to guess and wonder, oh, is it for money? Of course it's for money. The question is, do you believe that this can happen to men? There is a good conversation going on right now with social media that there's usually jokes about men. And, being sexually harassed, you know, do you think this happened? Do you not think this happened? Now, I said the complaint also said that Garcia who had already considered quitting because he was overworked and unpaid in a hostile work environment, that this basically, I guess what you can say, the straw that broke the camel's back. He said that Megan, he was aggravated by her possessiveness and abusiveness and was misclassified as an independent contractor when he was treated like an exclusive employee. And what that usually means, guys, is when people want to be employees, they want benefits. They want all of the things that come with being an actual employee. And that they had him contracted as an independent contractor. So they said there. So clearly you can see there were some issues with money, benefits, and so forth. It said that he raised these questions with Megan and was fired the following day after 4 years of working with her. Now, again, when folks get fired, they usually go back and say, hey, you know what? I'm supposed to pull up all the receipts. It doesn't mean that this didn't happen. So some people say, oh, he just said it because he was fired. Yeah, when you get fired, then you go back and say, well, you know what? Let me go ahead and tell everything that was going on. Two things can be true at the same time, or he could be flat out lying. It's just up to you on what you want to believe. So again, this lawsuit was named in her name. Her legal name is Megan Pete, and also the company's Megan Thee Stallion Entertainment and Hot Girl Touring. He's seeking financial damages, which will be determined by trial. He's alleging he suffered severely, both emotionally and physically, because of the treatment on the job, the firing, and having to witness the scene in the SUV. Now, I want to give you some data that you guys may not know about men and in the workplace and the surprising statistics. You know, while people think it's a joke, this really does happen. Now, again, I'm not saying this happened with Megan Thee Stallion. We don't know. We just guessing online like else. The details will come out in court. But I do want you to know that 40.2% of men experience sexual harassment in the workplace. That's according to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. They said it's a reminder that male harassment does happen in the workplace, and it highlights the needs for employers to take proactive steps to ensure that all employees, regardless of gender, are treated with respect and dignity. You also may not know that 13.6% of men in the U.S. have faced sexual harassment in the workplace. Now, again, you know, guys, when there's comments like, oh, he sure is fine. Oh, man, I wouldn't mind that. Oh, those things can be considered sexual harassment. You have to think about it. The shoe was on the other foot. If this had been a woman, would everybody be saying, oh, man, it's just a joke. Oh, man. Now, you do hear people say, oh, man, it's just for money. Why didn't they tell? Why didn't they say something then? So there's not a lot of empathy when this happens to women as well, by the way. Wanted to put that out there. But when it happens to men, they typically are questioned more because they just don't, I guess, because most men just, well, not most men, but a lot of men think that every sexual advance is welcomed by women, but it's actually not. Some men really don't want you harassing them, especially when there is a power dynamic. So I wanted to give you that information. Also, this is outside of this, but European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights says one in three men, 33% in the European Union has experienced physical or sexual violence since the age of 15. So there are real things. We've heard a lot of celebrities talk about, you know, how they got introduced to sex at a very early age. And a lot of men have celebrated that. A lot of men have encouraged that. You remember Bootsy talked about how his minor child, how he hooked his minor child up because he wanted to make sure, you know, that I guess he got it right or got it proper. And folks found that some people found that disgusting. And some people found that, hey, man, I totally get it. Same thing, man. I wish that could happen to me if I was 15. So this is a real question, guys. Some other stats that you may not know, because I love stats. YouGov survey found that 12% of men in Germany have experienced sexual harassment in the workplace. Australia, 26% men experience sexual harassment in the workplace. Very interesting to have those different numbers. I think probably maybe some countries, men are more open to speaking up. French universities, they found 15.4% of male students reported sexual harassment. Again, we've seen these stories about teachers who in America who have approached young guys, people, and I see people in the comments saying, oh, man, why come I couldn't have a teacher like that? What's wrong with why? Can, what, you know, I would love that opportunity. But again, guys, this is a real thing going on. I'm just giving you other stats just for information purposes. According to 2019, one in six men in the United States, 16.6% have experienced sexual harassment in the workplace as well. Now, these are the surveys. These are polls. This is not, you know, investigations that have found these things to be true. But what it says is that this is certainly a problem and is a thing. Japan, 5.9% men have experienced sexual harassment in the workplace. South Africa,
study found that 17% have faced sexual harassment in the workplace. So surely everybody can't be lying. A study conducted in New Zealand, 8% of men have experienced sexual harassment in the workplace. Iceland, 15% in sexual harassment in the workplace. Sweden, 8%. Turkish, 29.2% in Turkish. Wow, what's going on over there? That number's really high. They said they have experienced sexual harassment in the workplace. In Brazil, 8%. So the bottom line is this is happening across the globe, from the United States to India to Europe to South Africa and beyond. It is clear that no country or region has been spared from this issue. It shows that this is a real thing. And I'm wondering, you know, through the Me Too culture, through everything that's going on now, with the new laws that they're passing that are allowing people to go back in time and say, hey, you did this 15 years ago, you did this 12 years ago, 10 years ago. I wonder, will there be something, will men start speaking up and saying, you know what, this executive harassed me, and I wonder how the culture is going to receive that. So again, we just have to pay attention to how things are changing. We ask for equality, we ask for equity. Well, this is what it looks like. When you ask for equity, you ask for equality, that means people can pull a you on you. So if anybody feels like they've been in a situation where they've been sexually harassed, where they feel that things have been unsafe, or they've been bullied because they want to keep their job, guess what? They may come looking for you, ladies. So be careful of how you're engaging with men. Be careful of the comments that you make. Be careful of thinking that you can just say whatever and it's all good because he's a man. Because, of course, all men love when women approach them. Be careful of all those things. But some of these brothers, and some of these, not just brothers, but men in general of all races and ages, are starting to speak up. Everybody's not just going to take it as a joke. So I thought that was an interesting story, guys. Keep watching it. And of course, this is bringing up all of the past legal drama with Tory and Megan. Of course, they're talking all over again. Every time a story happens, they bump this up, you know, over and over and over. You start talking about, well, you know, free Tory Lanez. He should be out. He should have never been in. You know, that Megan has a lot of support. She also has a lot of people who are against her as well. If this is something that is not true, then certainly I hope that she is able to basically keep her mental together while she goes through this. Remember that song Cobra that she just dropped not too long ago? Was talking about her depression and talking about her mental state and how a lot of these things, you know, have really affected her. So we have to think about that as well when people are falsely accused. Again, we don't know anything. All of this is alleged. We don't know if the guy, if he is making it up as well, or if he really is suffering some type of mental and emotional trauma. Now that his name is public, he certainly will get his fair share of those who support Megan that will come for him as well.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
And in other news, I just told you a little bit about Megan Thee Stallion. And remember, she talked about her depression and suicide. So I thought this was important for you guys to know. In entertainment and political news, Ashley Judd and Aloy Black helped the White House unveil its national suicide prevention strategy. I think this is really, really good news, guys. You don't really get to hear about a lot of positive that's happening in politics. So I think this is one. Now, they both lost loved ones due to suicide. And on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, they helped the Biden administration promote its new national strategy to prevent suicide. Now, Ashley Judd's mother, Naomi Judd, died nearly 2 years ago. Black's frequent collaborator, somebody he collaborated with, Tim Berlin, died in 2018. Both were on hand as the husband of Vice President Kamala Harris helped unveil the Democratic administration's blueprint for reducing suicides in the U.S. Some 132 people a day kill themselves. This is a number that people, really don't pay attention to. When it happens to celebrities, you know, people kind of talk about it and they just go on. People that suffer with depression, anxiety, have suicidal thoughts. It really, really is ignored. They said that they were here today because we know that we can and we will change this, and that suicide is preventable. So Judge mother, who lived most of her 76 years with an untreated sickness, and on the day she died, the disease of mental illness was lying to her. This is what Ashley Judd said during a discussion moderated by the Surgeon General. Now, you guys remember, you may remember when she passed away. Nobody said, right out, like, this is what's going on. This is what's happening with her. It was kind of quiet. They just said, kept it kind of hush hush. And so now, I think it was known, but it just wasn't, broadcast, died of suicide, the way it was rolled out. You know, obviously the family needed time to gather themselves and decide how they want to speak about this. And so I commend when people say, I'm not going to allow I'm going to use this pain and turn it into purpose. And that's clearly what she's doing. The judge said that her mother deserved better. That she also suffered from depression and has had a different outcome, and said who's also suffered from depression, but she had a different outcome based upon treatment. So let me say that again. Ashley Judd is saying that she has depression as well, but she has not been suicidal because of the treatment. So what she's saying is that if people get treatment, if people are not just ignored, if you actually listen to people when they're telling you, I'm hurting, I'm in a dark place, and actually get the help, that it can be prevented. And she says she hopes that her message will be a message of hope. When asked what people can do in crisis, Rose said people shouldn't worry about if they're saying the right thing. Just say something and show up. And when people go through dark times and tough times, it is really hard. You don't know what to say. A lot of times the words are hollow on people. It's going to be fine. Oh, the Lord going to work it out. Oh, you always pull through. Oh, don't worry about it. And I know that those things are helpful. to hear. And sometimes it helps and sometimes it doesn't. Just continue to keep trying to show up for people. They also suggested that people offer a moment of joy when they do reach out, such as a memory that sparks laughter or a song. He also encouraged people to remember that they are the light, and there's no such thing as too much love. Let's give as much love as we possibly can. And then in the audience, they started singing "This Little Light of Mine." So again, guys, this is a really good policy. I think it's important, you know, that these things, you know, are talked about more. Let me give you some stats on suicide. I was looking this up and how it affects African-American women. And I'm saying that because it's not something that you hear a lot about. And the reason why I think you don't is because there's always this thing of, oh, you know, strong black woman, strong black woman, strong black woman, and strong black man. And, you know, there's not a lot of conversation about it, just assuming that we're the strongest people on earth and that we don't suffer from anything. And even in our culture, you know, being taught that, you know, that's what white folks do. You know, black folks don't do that. We don't kill ourselves. We don't have those issues. But the reality of it is, when people are struggling, it is a disease, and you just don't know what somebody is going through and how they're trying to fight those conversations in their head. So it's not just a matter of race, but there is a proportionate, I believe, conversation about what is not happening with men, particularly black men and black women, when we deal with suicide. I want to give you a couple of different stats. Self-reported suicide attempts for black adolescents rose by 73% from 1991 to 2017. So if it rose, if it went up, what is that saying? And again, let's be clear about suicide attempts versus actual suicide. I think suicide attempts are largely ignored because the person lives. Oh, yeah, they just tried to kill themselves. But there was something that happened that made an individual even attempt it. They also said that black boys increasingly are likely to attempt suicide than black girls who have more thoughts about suicide. So again, let me say that again. Black girls have more thoughts, but black boys are more likely to do it. Black boys are engaging in more lethal means when attempting suicide than black girls, which has increased by 122% from 1997 to 2017. Again, increase 122% from 1997 to 2017. Black boys are twice as likely to die by suicide than white youth. Can I say that again? Twice as likely to die by suicide than white youth. So when we hear this conversation, oh yeah, that's just white folks. That's just what white folks do. Well, the facts show different. The facts show different. In 2014, 80% of suicide deaths in the black community were men. Recent research has observed that Caribbean black men in the U.S. have the highest attempt rate for the African-American community. Firearms was the predominant method used by African-Americans, regardless of sex and age. Black men don't often recognize depression or trauma as an issue. Therefore, they don't associate it as a mental health issue. They really don't, because again, tough it out, work it out. Strong black man, strong black woman, don't have to worry about it. Just deal with it. Those are the things that we hear when we talk about suicide. So again, these are the signs to watch from black men who may be possibly suffering with suicidal thoughts. It says, don't focus necessarily on typical routine such as work, social media, hobbies. Most black men are high functioning and will continue to do their normal activities, but suffer in silence. I would say this applies to black women as well. Increasing substance abuse from social to at home and isolating when doing so, which means that instead of just going out to have a drink, now they're drinking at home. They're isolating themselves. Irritable over the smaller things, wanting to talk less at home or isolate from friends, especially on the weekend, discussing death and quality of life issues, putting self in risky situations, such as starting arguments that can lead to confrontation, activities that can lead to police involvement, inability to adapt to change, and severe PTSD symptoms. Now, again, black men and boys suffer from high rates of PTSD, depression, anxiety. Some of these risk factors are racism, police brutality, childhood trauma, survivor's guilt, lack of understanding of healthy versus healthy coping mechanisms. These are real things, guys, that we need to pay attention to. So I just thought these statistics were very alarming. I also have some on, you know, black women and their suicide rates and how that was alarming, just so that you know that, you know, when Meg Thee Stallion was talking about that, you know, in her in her song that that's not just something that we should just look at as just a song. That is literally telling you that it is a problem, and that women have this problem as well. And strong Black women, as they say, have this problem as well. And I think it is very much ignored and just taken as, you know, just suffer through it. I did a post last week that said that Black women age 18 to 65 have the highest suicide risk among women. Now, again, risk versus those who actually do it are two different things. But I do think it is important that age 10 to 34 is the fourth leading cause of death for individuals aged 35 to 44. Suicide attempts, non-fatal, self-directed injury, and self-inflicted injuries represent a major risk factor for completed suicide. In 2020, more than 1.2 million over the age of 18 reported an attempt. So again, there's a big difference on attempt. There's also a disparity when you look at suicide, self-inflicted injury with females. So again, this study that I'm talking about, Boston University, talks about Black women age 18 to 25 and how it has a lot to do with their social economic status. They said they are the highest income strata with 20% increase in the odds of suicide and self-inflicted injury compared to white women. So again, this is not just a white folks problem. If we look at who has probably the most stress, according to the blood pressure stats, according to the heart disease stats, look like it's Black folks. And we can't forget that it's not just Black men. It is also Black women as well who carry a lot on us. And so they've gotten this information. They said that that this information has been collected by that this also has to do with women who are dealing with domestic violence issues. This we're dealing with health issues, people that are experiencing addressing racial discrimination and sexual bias. Because remember, Black women have to deal with being a woman in America and also being a Black woman. Both of those things. Same thing with Black men. Got to deal with being a Black man and got to deal with being Black in America. Both of those things. But there, sexism is alive and well. We can't keep acting like that it's not. So those things put pressure on it as well. So I just wanted to direct your attention to that. So that you know that that song Cobra that Megan Thee Stallion did is a real thing. It's not just something, you know, that is made up. She has talked about being depressed. She has talked about suicide. So again, if this is not true, and if the allegations are not true, let's keep that in mind. I hope she gets off social media to find some peace, to find some peace of mind, because again, social media will really, really attack you. And I think she said that she did that for a while. I know when she came on the Breakfast Club early this year, or maybe it was last year, and she said, you know, I just got off social media. And I do agree with that as well. Sometimes you just need to take a break. Took one myself here recently. So guys, make sure you tap in to Straight Shot No Chaser with Teslan Figaro. Anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, wherever you get it, you can find me. I either type in Teslan Figaro or Straight Shot No Chaser. Can you do me a favor? And please ask somebody else to join us in this journey that I continue to give you as much information as I possibly can so that we stay connected and tapped in to the culture. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslan Figaro, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.